Hello, book clubbers. Andrew here from Final Draft. Today, I wanted to indulge us with some fun, thoughtful, edge-of-your-seat literary sci-fi. Now, that may seem like I've thrown just a whole lot of adjectives at the wall to see what sticks, and in a way I have. But stay with me. I think I'm justified. Georgina Young's debut novel Loner won the Text Prize for a young adult novel, was commended by the Children's Book Council of Australia as a notable book for older readers, and was shortlisted for a Prime Minister's Literary Award. Now Georgina is back with her new novel Bootstrap, and it is all the adjectives I mentioned above and more. Ginsborough's famous for its chicken and leek pies, and not much else. Down the road in Coonang, all they've got is Al's Takeaway, and Jackson Sweeney is doing his best to sour that reputation. Sweeney's not languishing in Coonang per se. Languishing sounds way more active than what Sweeney's actually doing. With nothing but hooly-doolies on a Friday night to look forward to, and Sweeney's pashed most of the available blokes there, life is looking dire. That is, until a tall, dark, and very out-of-place bloke named Bootstrap splits into Sweeney's life, saying he's come to see the night that Sweeney becomes a hero. Now, I could tell you that Bootstrap is full of the most outlandish characters you've met in a long time. I could tell you that the book has more twists than The Highway Out of Ginsborough, but I don't know The Highway Out of Ginsborough that well. I could mention that this is a refreshing take on the sci-fi staple of messing with your own timeline. All of that would be true, but it still wouldn't capture the enormous heart that Georgina Young has infused into the most unlikably lovable rogue that is Jackson Sweeney and the strange and beguiling figure of Bootstrap. Sweeney feels trapped in Coonang, and that's the central dramatic tension of the novel. He feels like nothing will ever happen to him and little changes when the entirety of the space-time continuum seems to come crashing onto his doorstep. In a lot of ways, Sweeney is all of us when we're feeling the FOMO and getting just down on our lives. In a much more real way, he is a young gay man who is languishing in a town that doesn't have enough to offer him and is actively trying to suck the life out of him. Now, the arrival of his best friend Marnie and, of course, the enigmatic Bootstrap, are still not enough to shake Sweeney's stupor. He sees one as an excuse to get drunk, and the other as a quick pash when he gets there. But that's going to change. Now, Marnie's on her own journey into the doldrums and can't quite seem to shake her own tendency to plant her foot firmly in her mouth. These are not the heroes we need, but then again, Bootstrap may not deserve saving. I've said too much. I haven't said enough. You've got to read this book. I loved Bootstrap as much for its high-octane adventuring as for its parodying of small-town charm. Or was it small-town desperation? Sweeney is really unsure about his nostalgia. In highlighting that regional Australia is a tough place to grow up, Bootstrap also shows us a world where every corner holds a memory. It's all in stark contrast to the figure of Bootstrap, who is a fugitive from his own past. Now, there's an incredibly clever and thoughtful crop of mind-bending speculative and science fiction popping up in Australia lately, and I am here for it. Georgina Young's Bootstrap is so grounded as to defy the notion that it literally opens up a whole new world of timey-wimey adventuring for readers. That is this week's book club. It is Georgina Young's Bootstrap. It just dropped a week ago, so get in on the ground floor. Go and check it out if you are intrigued. I've got Georgina Young coming up on the show this Saturday morning. Tune in at 10 a.m. and tune in tomorrow night. You can listen back to my interview with Matthew Spencer and his incredibly gripping Australian thriller, Black River. Maybe I should bring that into book club sometime. My name is Andrew Popel. I will see you next week for book club and every week on Final Draft. Till then, happy reading. Bye now.